I mean, it's different, obviously. Not near as much practice time, a lot more mental in the preparation than physical. So we just need to make sure we're on top of it. It's always nice that they're division games. So for the most part, you know the guys. Obviously, they got a new coaching staff, so there's a little bit difference in scheme. But besides that, a lot of the same guys we faced the last couple of years, and which is helpful.
A lot of these Thursday games so far this year have been kind of ugly, sloppy. I mean, is there any reasoning behind that?
I don't know. I really don't watch the Thursday night games, to be honest with you. So it's probably multiple things, but yeah, short weeks can do that to you, I guess.
Do you like it? Don't mind it?
I don't like the Thursday night game, but I do like the long weekend.
This has been the best start of your career. Do you think this has been about the best four games of your career? Has this been about the best stretch for you?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to remember four game stretches. So, but no, it's been a good start. Wish we had a few more wins, but that's obviously the important thing.
How locked in do you feel right now? You're obviously leading the NFL catches, yards, targets.
I feel good. Feel like I'm out there doing what I'm supposed to do. And that's all that I can do is just do my job and, you know, do what I can to help this team win. So,
good. Does it mean anything to you to see your name up there on top of the leaderboards and those stats?
Not necessarily. We're 4 weeks into it. Like I said, we're just trying to win games. We're 2-2 right now, so we need to get some more wins as we're going in towards this long weekend and then into the bye week. So we need to put ourselves in a situation to take advantage of the late bye, get rested up, and then, you know, make a stretch run. So these next four games are important to us, and we need to make sure we come out on the right side of them.
Jordy, what can you guys do as an offense to try to help the running game get going a little bit more?
A lot of it's predicated on what the defense does. Like I said, Chicago brought an extra guy down the box all the time. So, I mean, there's no reason to beat our head against the wall and, you know, and try to run it when, you know, we have matchups outside and that's what the numbers give you. So, until the defense, you know, goes back to the Tampa 2 stuff that we've seen in the past or whatnot, we'll continue to just adjust what they're doing and, you know, be sound in what we're doing. So that's all you can do. And I think we had some good runs yesterday, I guess, and, you know, is what we need.
Does it surprise you that they didn't adapt at all? I mean, it looks easy for you guys a lot.
It did a little bit that they didn't make any adjustments, but that's what they do. So, I mean, they're probably, you know, sticking with what they know best and what they're doing and, you know, have no control over that. We're just going to do what we need to do. Absolutely. It's adjusting to the defenses. It's adjusting to what our offense is going to be this year. Every year is different. Every game is different. So it's just going through the adjustments and getting into the rhythm and, you know, finding out what's going to work this year for us. And we just need to ride that until, you know, it doesn't work anymore.
How big was it for Randall to get going? And you kind of lined up at some different spots. What does that do for your offense?
It was big. I mean, Randall, you know, can make those plays, and I was happy for him that, you know, he got those and made those plays, and obviously it was a huge impact in the game. We're all starting to move around a little bit more, put us all in different situations and, you know, cause some matchup problems and make them communicate. So I think it helps our offense to be multidimensional like that, and we'll probably continue it.
Go back to the short week. Does it, you guys have to scale back the game plan a bit, or are you guys such a veteran unit that you guys can
I think we'll stay in normal operating procedure with what we install. A lot of it will be on what Aaron wants to, obviously, because he needs to be comfortable with whatever we're running. So, but for the most part, it'll be, you know, normal week. A lot of your base plays are in every week, and then you have a few adjustments of what their coverage is. So it won't be anything, you know, groundbreaking. It'll just be our offense that we've, you know, that's why you have training camp. You have them all installed, so we've all been through them. We're still fresh in our mind, and, you know, we'll be prepared. We'll be right back.